Let us pray. O God, may the words of my mouth and the meditations of our hearts be acceptable to you, our strength and our Redeemer. Amen. Now, as you look up there and just breathe, you will see a lake and some places of quiet and contemplation and some beauty that God has created. And as you see those pictures, breathe in and breathe out. And breathe in and breathe out. And hear these words. The apostles then rendezvoused with Jesus and reported on all that they had done and taught. Jesus said, "Come off by yourselves. Let's take a break and get a little rest." For there was constant coming and going. They didn't even have time to eat. So they got in the boat and were off to a remote place by themselves. Someone saw them going and word got around. From the surrounding towns, people went out on foot, running, and got there ahead of them. When Jesus arrived, he saw this huge crowd. At the sight of them, his heart broke. Like sheep with no shepherd, they were. He went right to work teaching them. They then beached the boat at Gennesaret and tied up at the landing. As soon as they got out of the boat, word got around fast. People ran this way and that, bringing their sick on stretchers to where they heard he was. Wherever he went, village or town or country crossroads, they brought their sick to the marketplace and begged him to let them touch the edge of his cloak. That's all. And whoever touched him became well. A place of rest. At first, as I read this text this week, and I sat and looked at the lake, I thought, oh yes, rest, that's what this text is about. But then I began to read it some more and really begin to get into the text. And I realized, yes, it is about rest, but it's about something more than rest as well. Let me see if I can help us to understand it. So about 4 weeks ago, Dave Longhiggins, who's the pastor at Canal Winchester, he and I and six other people were sitting in our pastoral excellence program that meets at Canal, eight clergy that gather together to support and to care for one another so that we can work through items of our local churches or in our own lives. We gather for a meal, and then we gather to do some kind of activity and thought-provoking meditation and conversation. So as we were gathering, we took a break, and Dave pulled me aside, and he said, "Mindy, friend," because he always talks like that, "friend," he calls all of us friend, "I need you to help us out. We have family camp, you know, we've gone to Dunkirk for many, many years." And I said, "Wait a minute, Dave, I haven't been to Dunkirk. I've always been to Pilgrim Hills, Temple Hills, it's youth camping, that's what I do." "No, friend, just listen. We need a teacher to teach one of the classes in the morning, to do the Bible study. You can do whatever you want. But it needs to be kind of a Bible story, a theological conversation." "Dave, no. It's Bible school week. Then I go to General Synod, and then I go on vacation. No, I'm not going to do this. Okay. We went back into our group. As I'm leaving, Dave comes up to me again, puts his arm around me. Mindy, friend. What, Dave? Have you thought about it? No, we've been in this meeting. We've been talking. No, no. Have you let the Spirit work on you? Dave, no, I can't. I'm already going to be gone for 2 weeks, work and vacation and rest. I'm still new. I know. Well, just go back and talk to some of your key leaders. Okay, it's Bible school week. Okay, fine. I will go talk to some key leaders. Came back to Bible school, mentioned it to a few folk. Well, yes, of course, that's part of work. That's what we called you here to do. Okay, so now I don't have an out. So now I need to call Dave again and say, Dave, friend. Okay, fine. I will come to Dunkirk and lead a Bible study class. I went. I felt displaced when I first got there. It was not familiar to me. The people were not familiar to me. There were 165 people from the age of 5 months to 80, 78, surely. No, okay. I'm just going to do my work this week. I'll just do what I need to do and go on. As I sat at Vespers the first night and looked at that, I realized that both things can happen. That as we breathe in and as we breathe out, God works through us. But the text isn't just about rest. It's also about compassion. And Dave knew that, even though he wasn't thinking about the text for this week. He knew about compassion. Sometimes in the church, sometimes at places like Dunkirk, sometimes in places where it's the most familiar to us, we use in-house language. And when we use that in-house language, we're really not showing compassion. It's one of the reasons Jesus wanted to take his disciples away to rest. They needed to not be on. They needed to just be. But Jesus knew that when the people came to him and when they followed him, he had compassion and he taught them like a sheep without a shepherd. They were lost. They needed Jesus's compassion. So some questions as I was thinking about this text throughout the week, and as it finally began to come together this morning at about 6:30, I realized a couple questions that this text is asking. Because, you see, we're invited into community. Our faith involves community. We need to be part of a community to help our faith to continue to grow. So these are the two questions that came to me this morning. What do you need to feel whole? Honestly, what do you need to feel whole? And what do you need be do to make a difference in the world? And as I began to think about those two questions that God the Spirit had placed upon me, those are the questions that were in my mind all week. They just finally came out into words as I rested and worked and connected with people. So I'm going to offer you some suggestions on things for me that I need to make a difference in this world. For me, I need to do mission to make a difference in this world. So some suggestions for you. As I was gathered at Dunkirk and sat at table with the same people each day, they were folks from Canal Winchester. Butch was one of the guys. Butch makes meals for me on Thursdays when I go to Canal Winchester for our peer group. Didn't connect it until about midway through the week. Didn't connect for him either till about midway through the week when I say, well, yeah, I eat there on Thursdays, the second Thursday. He's like, ah, you're in that group. Okay. Another, Greg. Greg is a naturalist. Both of these people are part of a circle at Canal Winchester that go and feed the homeless every Wednesday night at St. John's United Church of Christ in Columbus. And as we sat and talked, they went, oh, you're not that far. We need more people to come and help. Do you think your congregation would want to be a part of feeding the homeless in downtown Columbus? I think that's a good idea. We might not be able to do it every week, but I think the more ways we have to help to make a difference in this world, to show compassion, Jesus' love and compassion, I think we're better at being who God wants us to be. I know for me, honestly, I need to make a difference in this world by caring and compassion. I guess one of the other things that came to my mind as I was letting the Spirit come in and breathing is that I need to live into our core values here. And I need to help lead us all to live into our core values. Not just part of that core value, but the whole core value. I need to help lead us to have fun and joy and laugh and breathe. I need to help lead us into faith and leadership and love and welcoming community. Now, that's not all going to be easy work. It's going to be hard work. But we're going to need to show one another love and compassion. Because what do you need to feel whole? And what do you need to make a difference in this world? For me, I need to show God's love and compassion. And that means doing and being who God has called me to be. Come away and rest. And the crowds pressed in. They got there first. Did you hear that? They got there first. They got to where Jesus was going before the boat got there. So Jesus didn't get the rest that he needed. But he knew that he needed to show love and compassion like sheep without a shepherd. So, honestly, think about what you need. Honestly, think about what you need to do, be, to make a difference in this world. And then hear the end of the text again. People ran this way and that, bringing their sick on stretchers to where they heard he was. Wherever he went, village or town or country crossroads, they brought their sick to the marketplace and begged him to let them touch the edge of his coat. That's all. And whoever touched him became well. Healing the sick, feeding the hungry, reaching out and finding the lost. You know, Jesus meets us where we are. And it's our call of compassion to find what we can do and be to make a difference in this world. Will you join me? Will you join me in rest, but also in showing compassion and care and love and meeting folks where they are and healing as Jesus healed. Thanks be to God that we can rest, that we can breathe, that we can show compassion and love. Amen.